Our scripture readings for this Thanksgiving Sunday are filled with the recognition that we rely on God, on nature, and on other people for so much of what we need to live.
Acceptable in your sight, O God.
We can forget this, thinking that we can do everything ourselves. But today we give thanks, knowing that God is the source of our life. First, we hear the words of
Moses with a family
just before the people leave their years of desert wandering
as they prepare
and enter
to
the promised land.
Say goodbye to
he has some thanksgiving advice
mom.
For them. And then we sing a song
and,
of gratitude and praise.
They remembered
Psalm
her life
103, I think it is.
It wasn't, wasn't always an easy life.
100, Psalm 100, yes.
It had
finally,
had its fair share
in our gospel
of struggle,
reading, the people have just experienced
of real joy.
The feeding of the 5,000 with the five loaves and two fishes.
Her life
as they follow Jesus around, he questions their motives and in cryptic
each
fashion
one remembered
reminds
all
them
of, those
of the
phases,
true nature of their
But
hope.
I was amazed at as I saw the difference.
So the first reading is from Deuteronomy.
She worked really hard during the childbearing years. And
when
finally
you come into the land which the Lord
down,
your God gives you for an inheritance,
son,
and have taken possession of
really
it and live in it,
all of us.
You shall take
really
some of the first of all the fruit of the ground which you harvest from your land that
replied,
the Lord your God gives you, and you shall put it in a basket, and you shall go to the place which the Lord your God will choose to
what?
Make his name to dwell
the,
there.
The eldest son was kind of
and you shall go
dumbstruck.
To the priest who is in office at that time and say to him, I declare this day to the Lord your
the
God that I have
so
come into the land which the Lord
Mom went
swore
to work,
to our fathers
she said, and
to
I was
us.
Left keeping things
then the
going
priest
at
shall
home
take the basket from your hand and set
wrong.
It down
I
before
told,
the altar of the Lord
the one
your God.
Who is responsible.
And you shall make response before the
I
Lord your
get
God.
Out of there fast
a wandering Aramaean was my father, and he went down into Egypt.
Memory
and
is
sojourned
a funny
there,
thing, isn't it?
Few in number, and there
it's
he became a nation.
It's not just that we all have
great,
slightly,
mighty,
a slightly different capacity for it.
And the Egyptians
I'm
treated us harshly and afflicted us.
That some of us
and laid
forget
upon
more
us
easily
hard
than others. My
and
memory
cried
is pretty
to the
good
Lord,
as far as
the
I
God
can remember.
Of our fathers. And the Lord heard our voice
but
and
also
saw
it's,
our affliction,
different things
our toil,
stick in different
and our oppression.
Brains.
And the Lord brought
like,
us
like
out
we all
of
have
Egypt
a slightly
with a mighty
kind
hand
of,
and an outstretched arm,
remembering
with
Velcro.
Great terror, with signs
and
different wonders.
Stuff, lands and other
and
stuff
brought
doesn't.
Us into this place. And gave us this land,
so we
a
can
land
be looking back
flowing
on times
with milk and
past
honey. And behold,
that we have shared and
now I bring the first of the fruit of the ground, which thou, O
and
Lord,
then,
hast given me.
Even that
and you
changes
should set it down
time.
Before the Lord your
not
God.
Not just that we forget,
and worship
but,
before the Lord
but
your
it evolves.
God.
It gets
and
massaged
you shall
by life.
In all the good
our
which
souls
the Lord
seem
your God
to
has given to you and to your house,
as
you and the Levite and the sojourner who is
given
among
the life
you.
We're living.
Now we'll sing Psalm 100.
We like to think
which
we
is on
deepen
page
in perspective.
820 in Voices United.
We
make
take
a
longer
noise.
View as life goes on. And then, of course, there's just simple forgetfulness. Sometimes we can lose track. Even of some of the things that really matter. And memory is
the come to this place with us all.
There is something
know
of a
that your God has made you. Glories to God
kind of sanitize.
Come to this place with joyfulness and praise. Worship your God
right
with a song.
Somehow, our memory of that trip to the interior that summer managed to reach out to the sometime we met, somehow we managed to retain a joyful arrival and forget
that.
I have times in my life that are that were really, really stressful. But I notice often the things that my memory retains, as it were, are not the sleepless nights or the anguish conflicts, but the place I am going to. of the way the soul works on our past to create memory is that the soul's work is a great the work of perspective, the work of eternity, which so in which all things find us. All things. The danger of the way that our mind works on our past is forgetfulness. Our mind can scrub painful events that actually need a place in our active memory so that we can move forward wisely.
The next reading is from John chapter
Moses
6,
knew all of
verses
this.
25 to 35.
He'd been in the desert with this bunch
when
for 4 years.
When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, Rabbi, when did
and
you
as he
come
stood
here?
On the banks of the
and
Jordan
Jesus
River,
answered them, truly, truly, I say to you,
he and the band of slaves who had escaped from Pharaoh's Egypt
signs, but
had lost their way,
the
wandered for 40 years,
do not labor
had been
for the
hungry,
food which
nearly
perishes,
died of thirst, argued to the point of nearly killing each other,
which the Son
but
of Man
had finally made it to that place.
For on him
looking across
has God the Father set
the
his
great,
seal.
Wonderful
then
land.
They said to him,
Moses
what must
was,
we do
in,
to be doing
was on
the
in years
of God?
By then.
And Jesus answered them,
and he was not going
to
cross.
This is the work of God, that
to the other
you
side
believe
of the river.
In him
in,
whom he has sent.
Twist of
so they
divine
said to him,
irony, he
then
had
what sign
been the one to bring them out of Egypt.
Do you do that we may see and believe
always
you?
Holding before
what
them
work
the
do
promise.
You our fathers ate
land.
The manna in the wilderness, as it is written.
But when they finally
gave them
got
bread
there,
from heaven to eat.
He wasn't able
Jesus
to
Jesus then said to them, truly, truly,
so
I say to you,
he gathers
it
the
was
people
not
in the river
Moses
and he says
who gave
to them,
you the bread from heaven.
When
my
you get
Father
there,
gives you the true bread from heaven.
When you've
for
settled
the bread
and when
of
things
God
are comfortable
is that
for you,
which comes down from heaven
when you
and
then
gives life
take the first
the world,
fruits of the harvest,
they said to
the
him,
first and the best,
Lord,
and take them to the priest
bread always,
and dedicate
and
them
Jesus
to God.
Jesus said to them, I am the
and
bread of life.
And when you do
life.
That,
he who comes to
recite
me shall
the
not
story.
Hunger.
Remember
and
the story.
Who believes in me shall
the
never thirst.
The story is important.
Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
A wandering Aramean was my
thanks
great
be to God.
Grandmother and great grandfather. And we went down to Egypt, small and poor, and there we became a great nation. But we were slaves there. Don't forget that bit. We were an oppressed people, treated harshly with hard labor and prejudice. So we cried out to God, and God heard us and brought us out of this harsh land with great power and might, led us finally to this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. God guided us through the desert, gave us a law to follow, a vision of who we are and how we are to be. So now we give the first fruits of what we have been given, and we remember. That's thanksgiving for them. And for them, it would not be thanksgiving without memory. And the trick is to remember with all the important bits intact. Remember with integrity. Remember the hard bits without getting bitter. The glorious moments without getting nostalgic. Sheila Rogers, was in her last morning as the host of the CBC Morning Show, Sounds Like Canada. Remember that one? It was May of 2008. It was a really great celebration. She hit all the high spots of the last 8 years that she had been hosting this program. And then at the very end, she left us with an Ian Thomas song. Some luck in my sails, success where some have failed, troubles I've just made it through. Once in a while, a room with a view, one who says she loves me best. I have even put that to the test. Some hope with my regret, the middle of my restlessness. Life is one big wonderful mess. Things work out eventually. Still paying for stupid things I've said. I've seen compliments go to my head. Funny how this road has led to a whole lot of grateful. A whole lot of grateful in me. A whole lot of grateful in me. You can't go back to change one thing. It all might come undone. You can end up on the losing side of battles you've already won. There's a whole lot of grateful. I just love the way he deals with memory. Probably even more than the balanced integrity of the lyrics, remembering the stupid things I've said. Some hope with my regrets. The happiness mixes with the restlessness. Life is one big, wonderful mess. It's true. But probably even more than that, I love, and even more than the balance, is the interconnectedness of all things. All of life is connected. This is my favorite line. You can't go back to change one thing. It all might come undone. You could end up on the losing side of battles you've already won. You can't go back and remove a moment of deep struggle and pain because you will lose the character that emerged from that struggle and pain. You can't go back and remove a loss, however painful, because if you remove the loss, you also remove all of the compassion and love that is connected to it, that reshapes us and heals us. You can't go back and scrub out the cancer that afflicted Terry Fox. If you do that, you will lose the whole chain of events and responses that shaped him and his people and our whole nation. Life is woven together. It's like a tapestry of interconnected threads, a big, wonderful mess. So sometime this weekend, whether it's over a meal or whether it's in a quiet moment by yourself or whether it's on a walk experiencing the colors of the season, I encourage you to take a moment and look back. Take a moment and pay attention to what has brought you to here, to this time where you are right now. The tapestry of life that has created you, that holds your life. Remember the people, the circumstances, the stupid things you've said, the glorious moments. Things that you had no hand in creating that you can see. People who came into your life simply because they came into your life. Remember with integrity, without any attempt to change one thing. I think Moses had it right. It's not possible to remember with integrity without coming to realize that our life is born on forces that are so far beyond us, totally out of our control. This life is one big wonderful mess that we play but a humble part in creating. And that when all is said and done, we are truly and deeply blessed. And in remembering, may you know a whole lot of grateful. Amen.